Well, we got some very conclusive results. The undecideds are all the way down to 1.8%, which is very, very low. People seem to be polarized over this. And at this point in time, including people that are leaning, we're looking at 43% to 55%. That's 43 in favor, 55 opposed. So it looks like it's going to go down to defeat next week.
And what do you think is causing that from the people that responded? Do you get any clue about why people aren't liking it?
We haven't really asked for reasons why. You know, there are a ton of them out there, a lot of questions about various things. You know, in the press, there's been a lot made of the PSTA and the grant from the federal government for Homeland Security and how that was misused and had to be paid back and all of that kind of stuff. I know that probably had a pretty big hit, but looking consistently for the last few months when we've done this polling, it hasn't changed much even since a lot of that's come out. The yes side has gone up. The no side has stayed pretty much where it is, only gone up a little bit. More of the undecided seem to move towards yes, but it doesn't seem to have had too much effect on the gap. It's still over 10%.
And you've asked people whether they've already voted, and what's the breakout between people who have already voted for or against the green light compared to people who still might vote and might have time to change their mind?
For the people who have already voted, it's 44.5% yes to 54.4% no, which is about 10%. And for the people who plan to vote, it's a much wider gap. It's 41 to 56. So it's about a 15-point gap for the people who are yet to vote that we surveyed.
So it doesn't look likely that on Election Day, the yes people could make up the difference that appears that they're down by right now?
Looking at these results, no. People seem pretty polarized. I kind of liken this to another referendum that happened in St. Petersburg last year with the lens. People were very polarized. We had a very low undecided. And when the final tallies came in, our results were pretty much dead on to what the end results were.
Let's talk about your methodology. You don't just do phone calls to landlines. You also are polling for emails. Talk about the cross-section of people that you're trying to reach as well.
Well, we're lucky in that the phone numbers that we have don't have much crossover with the emails that we have that are tied to voter records. In this survey, we had 15% of people contacted was through their email, and 85% was over the phone. Now, through email, we're able to get a younger demographic, we're able to get more men, and we're able to get people who are more likely to fill out our polls, as well as people who are more likely to be early voters. So it really helps to give us a more well-rounded set of poll results. Now, for this one, we had over 3,000 responses, which is a pretty huge poll for this area, but we wanted to get as accurate as we possibly could. And the great thing about polling so close to an election is that, you know, we get to find out a week from tomorrow how accurate our polling was and what methodologies worked and what didn't.